Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is Blog Talk Radio.
Immediately when I started to take a look at the amount of intervention, let's say, that happened in our human history, and I was channeling this and remote viewing these ancient human history timelines, I was pissed. I was so angry. I'm like, what? No way. Like, that's not okay. Like, they can't just do that. Now, granted, we did evolve. So I went to the Galactic Federation, this is like 10 years ago, and I'm like, yo, guys, come on. Like, you have all these resources, you have all of this technology, and you didn't stop them from making us slaves for how many years? Hundreds of thousands of years? Like, what? And they always laugh at me when I get upset because it's a very human reaction, right? Like, it's like my human coming through. Yeah. And they explained to me, they said, we've been aware of every different species, civilization, being to manipulate Earth or manipulate human beings, whether it be in a physical way, energetic way. And they said, we only allow what is contracted to happen. And essentially, by saying that, they implied that everything that took place with the Anunnaki was contracted to happen because what did they do? They evolved us hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years in a matter of a short period of time. And yes, they taught us math. They taught us astrology, astronomy. They taught us sacred geometry. You know, they gave us art. They gave us a lot of stuff. And there was a really interesting point in the evolution when they were working with human beings, and they were very hesitant to allow this like species that they created to evolve on their own. And what I mean by that is they were very hesitant to allow us to breed with each other. So they actually didn't allow us to have babies for a very long time. So there was like, I think, three generations that they worked with. So generation one and generation two of their hybrid from the Neanderthals, they basically didn't allow us to procreate.
Did they procreate with us?
Okay, so yes. So because they basically wanted population control, because they knew that if they could control that, then they would be always in charge. And so what happened was by Gen 3, they were kind of sick and tired. They didn't have the resources anymore to create us one by hand to kind of keep the population going. So they then created the next generation, which was we were able to procreate with each other. The Anunnaki ended up falling in love with the female humans quite often, actually. And so they started to procreate with the female humans, this you know, hybrid species that they created, and they started to create babies together. And in ancient Greece, like I also went back into ancient Greek times, and they were considered the demigods, right? So the Anunnaki were considered the gods, and the creation between the gods and the humans were considered the demigods. So they weren't necessarily 20, 30 feet tall. They were more so 10 feet tall.
And that's Elizabeth April. And she's all over the internet. I mean, if you just Google her, she does a lot of podcasts, and she's really right on top of many things that are going on in the universe. So we want to get some comments from Carolyn. She's an intuitive. Let's see if she's available. I hope this is all hooked up appropriately.
Hello.
So Carolyn.
Yeah.
Russ Johnson here.
Hi, Russell.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Hey, did you listen to that clip by Elizabeth April?
Yes, I did.
All right.
I certainly
Interesting.
Did. Interesting. Very, yeah.
Okay, but could you break it down for me, what she's talking about?
Well, of course, she knows more of what she experienced than I do, you know, but I resonated with everything that she was saying.
Okay.
You know, I don't doubt any of what she was saying. Of course, she experienced it firsthand, And I was like, I said, oh, man, I'm so glad that Russell sent this to me, because it was it's something that I had, you know, read before, but not really a firsthand experience, you know, like Elizabeth gave.
Right.
Now I know that not Lori Ladd, but
Jillian.
Who's my other favorite one? No, not Jillian.
Carrie Kay.
Carrie. She communicated directly with the reptilian.
Oh.
And it was you know, reptilians are the only species in the fourth dimension. Which is a lower dimension. It's just above the third, which where we are in physical form. You can see us.
Uh-huh.
In the fourth dimension, a lot of times you can't see them. You might be able to see their shadow self, or their sometimes their faces are clouded, but they're not in physical form, in other words, because it's the fourth dimension is the astral plane, so it's not solid like ours is.
I see.
And of course, the fifth dimension is full of light bodies, because there's only one energy in the fifth dimension, and that's divine light. The reptilians, as well as the Anunnaki, have been from the fifth dimension by their own choice.
Why do you say, okay, I just want to follow that up a bit. So the reptilians have chosen not to go to the fifth dimension and beyond.
Right. They were,
all of them?
You know, I can't say that. I don't know for sure, because I think, you know, there's still a choice. You know, and there's some good in every dark. There's some dark in every good.
Okay.
You know, that's just the way the universe is. Until you get into the higher dimensions where there's just light, and there is no darkness in light. But what I found fascinating is that more and more of the reptilians are being exposed. And they really can't help it. They're being exposed because the curtain or the veil between the third and the fourth dimension is getting so thin, because we are evolving from 3D, which we are, to 4D to 5D. And so we're shifting now into 4D. So everything that is in the astral realm, which is 4D, and mind you, there's different frequencies in every dimension. So you go to the lower frequency of the fourth dimension, and that's where you find, I don't like the word evil, but that's where you find the real evil and the dark ones and the ones that are bad. They're just bad. It's negative energies. And right. Oh. And then you can go into a higher frequency of the fourth dimension that's close to the fifth dimension, and you can find they're not quite at the fifth dimension, but they have they're basically positive, and they have the good of the human in their consciousness. They want to help us. They want to see us evolve and grow. They're the good ones. So there are some positive reptilians, as well as Anunnaki. I would say the majority of the consciousness is basically for their own survival and their own self-gratification. And that's where the majority of the reptilians, like Elizabeth was saying, Jay-Z and Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth and Adele, they're basically for their own self-gratification. And the fourth dimension, the reptilians, are power, control, and greed. Those are the three defining character traits Tillians have: power,
okay.
control, and greed.
Okay.
And
okay.
And that's basically where they're coming from. But they're being exposed now. They
okay.
can't hide their reptilian bodies anymore because the curtain is the veil between 3D and 4D is practically disappearing.
Okay, let me ask you a question, please. When she had said in that stream of that she was talking about that they can shapeshift, right? The
yeah,
eyes.
The reptilians are the only ones that can shapeshift.
Okay. Well, if they can shapeshift, then they can look like a reptilian, and then on the next shift, they can look like a human being, right?
Yeah, actually, like, they are reptilian. Their nature is reptilian. But they can shapeshift, like Queen Elizabeth can shapeshift into a human form, just like she was saying, Adele and Justin Bieber and Jay-Z, and there's a number of them in Hollywood.
Right.
And that's why
right.
she was saying that Hollywood is so dark. And she wasn't talking about the entire music industry. It's basically that the grunge stuff and the ones that's full of hate and all that, they're reptilian consciousness.
You think Beyonce, was she in that category?
Yeah, some say so apparently, you know, and I'm just, I mean, I haven't seen any of this, so I don't know, but a number of people who have come to the forefront and said that, yeah, they've seen her. So I, you know, I'm just going by what they say. I'm pretty much
okay.
in the dark, but.
Okay. How about Carrie Kay? What is she saying about the reptilians?
What I have a tendency to really align myself with Lori Ladd and Carrie Kay because
okay.
what and the reason is that at this point in time we don't necessarily want to focus so much on the dark entities like the Archons, the lower Anunnaki and the reptilian and those beings.
How about the
because the more you there's not necessarily there's your fifth dimensional Pleiadians and there's some that are lower than that, but for the most part the Pleiadians are fifth dimensional.
Oh, I see.
And so yeah, in the past now in the past the Pleiadians I mean we're talking about a star system that has billions of consciousness in them. Everything
oh,
is
wow.
consciousness, right? Vibrating at different frequencies. So
okay.
not all Pleiadians are vibrating at, they are now, but they weren't at one time. They were not vibrating at a fifth dimensional.
Okay.
And they were vibrating more of a fourth dimensional. And so they had to clean their act up.
I see.
And from my understanding, they have.
All right. Some people who may be listening to this or saying, if you're talking about the Pleiadians, the Reptilians, the Greys, the Altarians, or the Tall Whites, or whatever, the people who have, they don't know anything about any of this, would you say to them, the people who just say, what are they talking about?
Well, they're saying that because they're coming from a third dimensional consciousness.
Okay,
where
let's explain
they,
that.
Third dimensional is like people that are asleep. They basically think that the only intelligent life form on the planet is the human.
I see.
And then you've got Jesus, and then you've got God. Okay?
Okay.
And that's basically where the majority of humanity is. And that's what you call the false matrix. And a matrix is a reality. And they're stuck, as all of us are still, that are on the spiritual path, are working our way out of the matrix. but we've been in that third dimensional matrix for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. So it's not an easy task. It takes many lifetimes. But right now, Earth is basically what people don't understand. They don't believe that Earth is a living being. They don't understand that Earth is a fifth dimensional consciousness planet. And she is more enlightened, spiritually enlightened, than the human. They would think that's fucking crazy. And yes, of course the planet is more evolved than the human. And so Earth is going up from, at one point in time, she was fifth dimensional, but for the sake of allowing the humans exist at the lowest level possible. Let me back up. It's what Prime Source Creator, you can call it God. We'll just call it God. I don't like that word, but we'll just call it God because it's a Christian word. And I'm not Christian. But we'll call it God anyway. At one point in time, God wanted to experience itself at the lowest possible level and still have individuality.
Okay.
And
all right.
So the lowest level that would accommodate individual consciousness, which is in the form of the human, because animals do not have individuality. They have a group consciousness. You know, one goose flies this way, they all fly that way. The human has a choice, free will. Earth is a free will planet. We have a choice to go any direction we want to go, but we're responsible for every choice we make. And so basically, if you want to just see Earth as one giant experiment to be experienced. So basically, the human is an experiment, and God wanted to see what would the human do, or what would the human do if it were encased in a physical form, knowing or not knowing, because it's by choice, but it was a choice made on a higher level, so it's not bad. It was meant to be that we basically cut ourselves off, not completely, but we close the curtain on our true reality, which is divine. We'll just call it Christ conscious, the Christ. And I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the fifth dimensional vibration, which is called Christ consciousness. And that's right. What our true identity is. But the experiment was to cut ourselves off from knowing that and to believe that the divine lives outside of the human body. And that we, as a human body, a third dimensional human body, are basically governed, and we basically evolve through the mind. And so that made us totally dependent on our intellect and our emotions.
All right, question. You're saying that the universe is, the Earth is alive. It's a living entity.
Very much so.
Very much so. How can you?
We're basically a guest on Earth.
Why would it let us live here? And we are so low in our vibration and understanding.
Out of love.
Okay.
She volunteered on a higher level that we don't understand. she volunteered on a higher level. They got together, these higher dimensional beings, consciousness, God, whatever you want to call it, got together, and basically Earth volunteered to drop her consciousness, herself, her whole self, down to the third dimension. She volunteered to house us.
Okay.
At the lowest level possible.
Let me follow up. When we talk about the telescopes, the people who understand that there are many, many entities in the universe, billions and billions and billions and billions, probably hundreds of billions of planets, to be tell it like it is.
Uh-huh.
Earth happens to be one of the hundreds of billions of planets, right? Yes?
Yes. Earth is very extremely unique. I mean, Earth is revered in the universe. She is revered.
Okay.
She's praised for her choice to drop herself down to the third dimension. And
okay.
There's basically not another planet in this universe like Earth. Earth is the school. She's a testing ground. She volunteered to be a testing ground.
Okay.
For
let's
the
talk about you. Okay, fine. Let's talk about your background. Because what you're saying is that when I say there are hundreds of billions of planets and probably more, and Earth is unique among all the hundreds of billions of planets, how can you make
no,
that assessment?
No, in this galaxy. There's in this galaxy.
Oh, I see.
There's millions of galaxies, but we're just talking about this galaxy right here.
I see. Do you know much about, what is your background? May I ask that, Carolyn? You're intuitive?
I have an intuition. Intuition basically kind of comes from the physical body. It's not quantum. It doesn't come from outside of the physical body. It's still, intuition is still third dimensional. It still comes from the five physical senses.
Okay. How do you describe yourself?
What I have some intuition. My basic, what I depend on when I get my ego out of the way, and egos are so fucking powerful in all of us. But when I move that aside, I have an innate knowing. Innate knowing is different than intuition. A knowing comes from it's on a soul level, and the soul is not part of the physical body. It's not part of the intellect or the brain. It's a higher consciousness.
Okay,
it's outside of us.
Okay, you say you have a knowing. There are 9 billion people on the planet. Do you know anybody else who may have that knowingness, if you will, for lack of a better term?
Oh yeah. Oh, there's thousands of people that have a greater knowing than I do.
Oh,
sure.
I see.
Sure.
I see.
Yeah, I'm okay. Definitely not unique. No, there's a lot of, and by the same token, that's one of the things why there's so much corruption and greed that we are seeing right now on the planet as never before.
Why?
Because this is a point that has never been experienced on Earth before. And what I mean by that is that the third dimension is, on this planet, is coming to an end, meaning the third dimensional consciousness is coming to an end, which means Earth is raising her vibration, her frequency, and her whole body back up to the fifth dimension. And only those individuals who are in alignment with the planet will stay on the planet. Others will basically go into a lower, they'll be on Earth for a while. And for a while, I don't know, because there's no time or space on the higher realms. But a lot of people, and they won't even know it. They won't even know it. But they'll, you know, they'll wake up. They can. We're all going to die physically, right? So we won't even know. We won't even understand that we'll go off into another, which has already been created, another fourth dimensional planet.
Okay. How can not you say? Sure. Not necessarily. Go ahead.
Say
I cut
what?
You off. You said not necessarily what?
They'll go to a fourth dimensional planet.
Okay.
Okay, which won't be as low. Go ahead.
Let me ask a question. Where did you get all this information? Is there a book? Is there, you were born this way? What are you saying to us?
No, I wasn't really born this way. Like I say, I was born with an innate knowing coming from my soul. And what has really helped me is when I listen to other people, and I've listened to a variety of let you say, enlightened people or higher in consciousness maybe than I am, or the same, but they say it. And when they say something that my soul resonates with, I take that on as my truth.
I see. So when
okay.
you say, go ahead. When you say Carrie Kay.
Carrie Kay, I resonate with what Carrie Kay, because I really truly believe that she is a higher consciousness. And I resonate with what she's saying. I resonate with what Lori Ladd says. I like Lori Ladd because I like both of them because Lori is very vulnerable with her emotions. She really, she's not afraid to say what she truly feels.
How about Elizabeth April? How about Elizabeth April?
I believe Elizabeth is. We're all different, so we all express differently. We're supposed to. That's the beauty of Earth, is that everybody sees reality through a different lens.
Right.
And I really resonated with Elizabeth, and I really applaud her for having the courage to reveal and expose over the internet which she experienced. I thought that was just one big jump in self-liberation for her that she made. She was willing to do that.
And most people don't want to go that far out there on the limb by talking about.
No, they don't. And she basically stared fear in the face and walked right through it and did it anyway.
That was a tough one, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we all have to do in one degree or another.
Okay. Do you have any, now she has Elizabeth April, Lori Ladd, I'm sorry, Ladd, Carrie Kay, I'm thinking about Laura Eisenhower, Linda Mutant Howell, I don't know whether you know her or not.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then all of those people have been, I mean, the last two, like Laura Eisenhower and Linda Mutant Howell, they've been on the stump. They've been out there for the last 20, 30, almost 40 years talking about this. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how much they've experienced on a quantum level. I don't know how much they have I don't know how many enlightening soul experiences they have had.
Okay.
Because they don't talk about this. They talk about what they've experienced down here on the earth plane and have talked about the corruption, and we need those people. They're very important. to help enlighten mass consciousness, what's really going on. I mean, Linda Howe, she's done so much, as Laura Eisenhower. They've done so much to enlighten people. Yeah, so they're being exactly what they were put here to do.
Okay. And they've been out there. I know that if you say, I just want to, for any new people listening, I just want to say about Linda Mutin Howell. She's been studying this stuff for at least 40 or 50 years, and she was given a big award for that one she did on cattle mutilations back in 1980, if you remember that.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a long time to be out here and having most people look at you aghast or look at you with a lot of disbelief based on what you're talking about, right?
Right.
So you think more and more of those kind of people are coming to the planet?
Definitely.
Okay.
Exactly. And that's what is they're bringing light into the consciousness of people that were once upon a time asleep to all this. And now humanity is getting so tired of the corruption, the greed, the power, and they're beginning to realize that they've basically have been used and abused. And before, and we were talking, that's why I was telling you that so many people are fed up with working, being worker bees, and they no longer want to give their energy to the bee, which are corrupt. So they're not going to work.
Let me follow that up.
And that's good. That's a good thing.
Okay. Let me follow that up. You're right. When I look at the last 20 years, especially the last 10, the young people, Generation X or Generation Y or millennials, they think totally different from the people I was raised with 50, 60, 70 years ago.
Of course.
Totally different. Do you think they were programmed? I'm sorry?
Same here. I mean, I'm 76, not as old as you, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah, we were. It was designed to be that way. We weren't ready to, because you can't hurry up the process of evolution, but it is being hurried up right now, and it's never been hurried up before in the history of Earth right now.
True. I'm going back to some basics. The generation now, as you say, because of the pandemic or whatever, that virus that is floating all over the place.
Okay.
And the whole world was covert, yes. The whole world was shut down. How did they do that? How can you shut the whole world down from country to country to country and everybody will go along with it? How can you do that? How's that possible?
Well, out of fear.
The whole world?
Out of fear. Sure, there's only two energies. One is fear and one is love. Those are the only two energies. And then there's a whole spectrum in between. But basically, the third dimensional matrix, which we are a part of, the human species, has pretty much been governed by fear.
True.
And we're breaking off into the light, especially these newborns coming in and your teenagers and your people that are young in their 20s and whatnot. They're breaking loose from the fear, and a number of us older ones are too. We always have been, but we were never allowed to talk about it. And even if we did, nobody would listen anyway, because we were ahead of our times and nobody was interested in it. And now people are interested in it, but that's how the whole world was shut down, because the whole world at this point, for the most part, is still operating out of fear, which is, once again, greed, control, and power. power, control, and greed. Those are the three main ones that comprise fear.
Would you say that Trump was elected by those individuals who believe or paid attention to or honored fear, power, and greed? Would you say that? Would you make a statement like that?
You know, not necessarily.
Okay.
I don't want to make a black and white statement like that because, you know, that would be like...
Okay. Like Hillary said, that those deplorables. Okay, you don't want to do that. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't make a statement of either or. There are some people that how do I want to say it? You can't really base what's in the heart of a person according to their political beliefs.
Okay.
Because right. there's light in just to play the stupid game of politics, which is so fucked up and it's not even real anyway. But let's play the game that there are Democrats and Republicans. So you want to say all Democrats are good. They're all for the freedom of everybody. They're all for equal rights. They're all for the environment. They're all, you know, they're all good. And I don't like the word good, but let's say they're all for freedom of the individual and equality. And that's not true. There are many Democrats that are out for control, greed, and power also. And that's the
right.
same. So there's darkness in Democrats. There's light in Republicans.
All right.
For the most part, I was just going to say, for the most part, Republicans, and this is, a lot of people are not going to like this. And I'm not sure exactly how else to explain it, but they kind of go for God, guns, and glory.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
Yeah, I understand. I got
God,
it. I
guns,
got
and glory. And also, that's just a generalization. It's not totally true, but it does kind of divide the party. God, guns, and glory.
Okay.
If you're not a Christian, then you're going to hell or whatever.
We've been programmed like that by the churches.
Yeah.
Catholic Church, Protestant, Episcopal, Methodist, LDS, Latter-day Saints, the Mormon. All of them have been programmed like that. How can we get away from that kind of programming?
People are doing it because as more and more people wake up, and as more and more Earth is becoming more light than she was in the past, pretty dense in consciousness, thanks to us, pretty dense in her consciousness, she's becoming more light, and it's like a dog that's full of fleas and a dog that goes into the pond and comes out and shakes herself off. That's what Earth is doing right now. She's shaking off all the negativity. And in the process, all the negativity is being exposed. People's greed is being exposed. Corrupt governments are being exposed. All these the children that are being ravaged and raped the program that's going along, child sacrifice, all that, it's going through the government. I mean, this is a real big thing of child pornography and all this. It's a real big thing, and we don't even know the depths of it. We don't even know the higher-ups that are a part of all this. And this is going to be exposed.
Well, Epstein was part of that. Is that where you're coming from?
Yes, yes.
And those who traveled with him on that
yes,
plane.
Yes, and there's a lot of them that we would never guess that would go along with that that are a part of it.
Right.
It'll be exposed. It has to.
Is it the truth will make you free? Is that where, or the...
Yes.
Okay.
And there's basically only one truth, and that comes, everything is vibration. Everything is energy, vibrating at a certain frequency. And right now, the energy of love, people are gravitating to that more, even though none of us really know what true divine love is. We have it within us, and we're pulling on that power more than our fear in our darkness. And this is what all of the dark ones are extremely afraid of, because they cannot live in the light.
I see.
And that's the reptilians, the archons. They can't live in the light. They feed off of fear. And as fear is becoming less and less of the ruler over the planet, they are losing their food source. And that's what Elizabeth was talking about when she was in a relationship with the guy, is that he controlled her, and all the reptilians are extreme narcissists and extreme misogynists. And this includes, you know, women that are misogynistic too, because we all have female and male energy within us. And so many of the people that are clinging to fear, which is power, greed, and control, that makes up fear. And so many people are taking a chance to go over to love, and this has got the reptilians extremely afraid. So what they're doing is fighting harder.
Okay.
To control.
Okay. This is a new motion picture that came out a couple of days ago. It's called The Sound of Freedom. Have you heard about it? It's a fight against worldwide child slavery and the sex trade.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out 2 days ago. So you might want to pull it up on Google and just take a listen to it or view it.
Yeah, and this is where it's like, I watch where I put my attention.
Okay.
Okay, because I innately know all of this exists. I know it exists.
Uh-huh.
I know all the dark ones exist. And so I have a choice to put my interest. I have a choice to put my attention on all of this stuff that is going on that is power, control, and greed, or I can put my attention on working on my own self, pulling up my own judgments and pulling up my own needing to be right and wanting to win and all that ego, because ego is just fear. It's all fear-based.
Oh,
so when I begin to dismantle my own stuff by bringing it up to the light and saying, you know what, you got this shit going on within you too. So clean it up, Carolyn.
All right, Carolyn. So listen, so all of us have a problem with
of course. Yeah.
Okay.
And
all right.
And my only, what I choose to do is rather than to educate myself, because I already know it exists, so why go back to sixth grade and review sixth grade when I know that at this point in time, it appears that darkness is winning. It is losing. And that's what makes it seem so powerful. And that's what makes it seem that darkness is winning. It's not. It's losing.
Okay.
And when darkness is cornered, it fights harder.
Okay.
So it's years a good ago, thing.
Right. Okay. Years ago, Eisenhower talked about it when he was president of the United States before he stepped away. Right. And he said it this way. I just want you to comment on this. He said it this way.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Yeah, so they had shut him out from the secrets of, you know, Area 51,
Exactly, because what Eisenhower did right there is that he said everything that I've been saying, but he said it on a world platform.
True.
He didn't go into extraterrestrials and the reptilians and all this. He didn't need to. He didn't even know about it, probably. But
right.
What he said was extremely important, and that's why they took him out. That's why they took Kennedy out. That's why they took Jimmy Carter out.
Because none
of them would go along with the greed, the control, and the power of the military, the CIA, and the government, fear-based constructs that we have Big Pharma and whatever.
But they put Carter in. You know, he was the governor of Georgia, a peanut farmer. He wasn't a real politician in a true sense of the word of Capitol Hill, right?
Yeah, and the thing with Jimmy Carter is that he was too good of a man to be in politics.
Right. But he proved
and so nobody really listened to Carter because we weren't ready for freedom. We weren't ready for equality. We wanted somebody in power. We weren't much better than the industrial corrupt complex that was in place. We were pretty much the same level. So we're getting exactly what we deserved, exactly what we asked to be. So we really can't blame all these people, this corruption around us, because we put them in power.
Okay. Let me.
But that's the process of evolution.
I see. But when we go back just a bit, I just want to dovetail in on that comment. When we talk about the people who, I don't know whether you knew Stanton Friedman or John Lear or Corey Good or David Wilcock or Emerald Smith. Do you know all these people?
Yeah, a few of them I do.
Okay. Uh-huh. How about, now Dr. George, Dr. Greer, now, was a head of the OR situation in the hospital for many, many years, and he stepped aside some 33 years ago to look at all of this, right? And he recently held a press conference in Washington, D.C. just a few days ago, June 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at the National Press Club. And he's got a documentary out there that I would like for people to view and listen to what he has done in his 33 years of research. It's called Unacknowledged. I don't know if you view that or not. 700 million people have watched that. And then the recent one that he came out with is called The Lost Century, where he analyzes all of this. Have you seen any of this?
No, you said you were going to send me The Lost Century, and I didn't. But I do have to tell you that I have a hair appointment at 1 o'clock, so I'm going to have to scramble downstairs. But I want to say that all of these people and what they're doing and what they're bringing to the forefront are, it's all good, and they're doing exactly what they're meant to do. So they're living out their own purpose, and it's helping to enlighten the planet. And I probably ought to leave with that. I can pick up later on if you'd like, but
okay.
Well, and that's their path, and I applaud them for it.
All right, take 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, that's all. What would you leave with the rest of us who may be still at the third dimension and we're stumbling with all this stuff you're talking about, all these aliens visiting the planet, all this, you know, conflicts that are coming to the fore and ever increasing day by day and day, and all the misogynation, the fear-based rhetoric that's enveloping the planet and the consciousness of the world. What would you, in 2 minutes, what would you have us to do? Just 2 minutes.
It's the last ditch effort to persuade the individual human to cling to fear rather than to love. And it appears they're doing a bang-up job. But in the long run, they're losing. Because love always wins over fear. And the best thing that each individual can do is to acknowledge all of this fear-based propaganda and everything else that is corrupt and evil going on. Acknowledge it, but don't pay any more attention to it. Go within your own self and see how you can become a better person. And by better, I mean come from your heart rather than your intellect. And be true to yourself. To thine own self be true. And do what is best for you to do. And be your own best friend and be your own leader. Based on love.
Okay, great. Well, listen, I really appreciate you being here. Thanks very much. So,
yeah.
Thanks for the information. Thanks for the information. I really appreciate you. And I'll talk
you're
to
welcome,
you next
Russell.
Time. Okay, have a good
okay,
one now.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
bye-bye. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, so it's a lot of information out there. George Green, who was also out there for many, many years, he says it this way.
So what if George is making this up? I mean, why do we have to trust George? The reason I'm asking you this is because his people have said.
I know.
And they've questioned a lot of other people.
They can question all they want to. My whole deal is I let them have the information free that I get. I'm not making any money on it. I'll let them, and I also say...
You have a good point there, yes.
Well, I have another one. When you read the information, if you do it, and read it a couple times, like the first one, I think I gave you a copy of the handbook, which is on my website.
Yeah, this is George's first book, The Handbook for the New... paradigm.
Right.
You can get a focus on there. And now you can get this book free on your website.
Right. You can download it. You can download, read it all. Read that. There's all three of them. There's three books in a row. The third one. By reading these books, we'll give you an understanding who and what you are, and you can ask for direct contact, and you may be in direct contact yourself. And then that's end of story. You're asking me the other question. I've come to the understanding that at some other level, I agreed to come in to be incarnated at this time for this job. Everybody has a job at some level. What is it? And mine is to, I've lived my experience. I've been in the world of running around with the guys that are planning on taking over the world. I'm sitting here talking to extraterrestrials like you and I do, and I'm in contact. And they can be in, and a lot of people I get these books become in contact. Now, there are, because of the game you and I are playing, we're talking about one group of people that want to take over the world, right? Well, China says that they want to take over the world. There's a group of ETs, several of them, that would like to take over the world. There's one of them that hope we destroy ourselves because they want the mineral resources on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
There's the other group over there that think that they want to manifest and take us, and they work on the soul level. The soul ways.
So this is not physically.
They're non-physical. We got many dimensions. You're just a hologram of condensed light.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you leave this veil of forgetfulness, you go on to the next dimension, and you may come back again. That's called the wheel of reincarnation. We don't know what each one of our journey is because it's a much bigger picture. It's not only this universe, there's many universes going on. So when people say, well, I've talked to the Ashtar, you don't know what they're... Read the message. I tell people, discern everything. look at all my books. So if you can find something wrong in them, let me know. Because they're all set. I didn't write them. People will look at it. I made an agreement to publish the information out.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that was George Green. He was on the planet for over 80 years. And 60 of those years, at least 60, that he traveled all over the world dispensing information, meeting with a certain element of the establishment, if you will, and also being in contact with some extraterrestrials, the Pleiadians particularly. And he left a website called nohoax.net, nohoax.net. A lot of his material is still there, but he's gone now. So also his wife is still with us, Jillian Green, and I will be interviewing her maybe in the next couple of hours or the next couple of days. And she has a lot of information, especially about Jesus. But George also said this as we close today.
And they are they have been, I know for a fact, been told what to say. And so they say, number one, first big lie, these are a threat to the national security, inferring that from outer space there's a threat. It's not true. If civilizations that are hundreds of thousands to millions of years more advanced than we are, if they were a threat, we'd be a charcoal floating through space about 1945 August.
When I was in the Air Force for a little over 4 years, my first assignment out of school was Edwards Air Force Base. This was the they put me in electronics school. So I was assigned to Edwards, which is the Air Force Research and Development Center. At that time, there was about 800 airmen and 25,000 civilians. And the job that I had was to take care of all the electronics on the equipment. Mm-hmm. The civilian contractors would build these vehicles, and the Air Force would then test them to see if they worked. Well, one morning, it was the last week in August, I'll never forget it, in 1958, I went out and they put me on the X-15, mm-hmm. the forerunner of the space shuttle, which is nothing more than a rocket with skids, frankly. Anyway, it landed about 5 miles north of the base out in the desert. Now, the desert out there is all sand. Well, I finished doing the inspection, and it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was 100 degrees. Now, they won't let you work out in the desert when it gets to over to be 100, but I had a Jeep, and I had to put 20 miles on it, or they'd take it away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, big deal. Anyway, there was two hangars I hadn't been into. It was just close to there, and I had all the badges. I was cleared for top secret, all the good stuff. Anyway, I drove over, went inside the hangar, and I'm looking at this big round disc. I mean, I'm 10 feet away from this craft. Pretty interesting looking. So I come back. The first thing I did, ask my commander if I could work on the round disc, and he said, "You saw it?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, that's an ion-powered craft designed by Sikorsky for use in outer space." Johnny, I accepted what he had to say, and I said, "Well, when can I work on it?" And he says, "You can't. It's still a civilian project." So my buddy, I left. I went on back to my room, and I grabbed my buddy, and I said, he happened to be the base photographer. And I says, "Get me some pictures of the round craft." And he said, "What'd they tell you?" And I said, "It's an ion-fired craft." And he says, "Well, come on with me." And he took me back to his lab, showed me pictures of the craft, along with two dead aliens.
Mm.
That got my attention, two things. You know, it's not that I didn't look at it, but we had pictures of, you saw the little grays down in New Mexico. Everybody's seeing those, mm-hmm. supposedly, down there. Well, that's what they look like, similar. But I was mad. So I went back to my commander, and the first thing, he spent the first hour debriefing on my top secret clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last question, he said, "Look, when the government's ready to tell the truth about UFOs and ETs, they will. Until then, you keep it secret." Well, you know, I was rah-rah for our country, so I never did anything.
That was George Green. You can always go to YouTube and punch up George Green UFOs and see a lot of stuff that he left behind. He's gone now, but he left us with a lot of information. And again, his website is nohoax.net, where his book of the books that he has written and left with us are there, some of which you can download. So, but anyway, thanks again for listening. So until next time, George Green says it this way.
And don't look for anybody out here to save you other than yourself. You know, even Christ said that. He said, what I do, you can do and greater. And what you sow, you shall reap.
And that's in John 14:12. Thanks loads for listening. See you next time right here on Blog Talk Radio.